Hello, guys, gals, non-binary pals, mildly evil time wizards, and other. Welcome to the Sci-Fi Lab. I'm your host, DJ Squared, and with me is my co-host,
Harper.
And today we're going to be talking about, as you might have already guessed, time travel. Because I love time travel. Like, I was one of those people who was, in fact, a fan of Doctor Who, you know, a while ago. But the less said about that, the better.
Why I'm not clued in on this
at all. The degradation of Doctor Who. Like, it makes me upset because the newest Doctor is actually female.
Mm-hmm.
You know the basic mythos of the Doctor, yeah. Right? For those who don't, the Doctor is the main character of the British television show Doctor Who. The Doctor is an alien from the planet of Gallifrey, and the thing about his species, the Time Lords, is that they can regenerate themselves when they die 13 times. So, the current regeneration, and actually the last regeneration of the Doctor, until they pull some wacky time shenanigans because the show is never going to end.
So they're on the 13th now?
They're on the 13th, and the first woman. And she's the first woman out of, 13 Doctors and everything.
And she looks kind of badass.
Yeah, but I can't watch it anymore because, one, the way it's been written in recent years means that there's actual overarching plot, even if that overarching plot makes no sense. I would still have to, watch it for context. I don't want that context. I hate the current writer and showrunner, which sucks.
I've only seen one season, and it was the 9th Doctor.
Oh, I love 9. 9 is... Nine is my boy.
That's the only season. I've seen every episode of that season, though.
I love Christopher Eccleston so much. I wish he had had a longer run as the Doctor. He is probably my favorite, Tennant was good, but Eccleston will always have a special place in my heart.
I've seen a couple of the David Tennant ones, but my sister watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was one of those things where it's like, I'm just walking to the kitchen and she's got it on, and I'm like, oh, what is this? Oh, and, just sit down and start watching.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Next thing I know, I've seen, a season and a half of a show that I'd never even heard of.
Yeah, exactly. I've actually watched the unaired pilot of Doctor Who, from back in, 1964.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. It's really hard to find because you have to go to, three different YouTube channels. Because each of them only has one part because the other parts that they posted had been taken down by the censors. So, you see the Doctor's TARDIS, the police box, which is the TARDIS. You see it become the police box because the thing about TARDISes is that in the canon, they're time machines and they're also supposed to... be able to perfectly camouflage themselves with their environment using something called a chameleon circuit, which is also a great band name and, in fact, a great band if anyone likes Doctor Who cover music. Just put in a little plug-in for those guys. So the chameleon circuit, very first episode, breaks and it gets stuck as a police telephone box from, the 1950s or something. 1950s, 1960s, I guess. Get to see that happen, get to see the very first Doctor. It's all
Is it good, though?
Interesting. I mean, as much as an episode of something like Doctor Who can be good,
That's so harsh.
I mean,
it was very different back then than it is now.
Yeah. I mean, it was, especially since it was much more episodic, is the thing. Standards for good TV episodes are different for episodic TV shows than they are for, plot-heavy TV shows. So, it was good by, that margin. And also with the technological limitations of, the 1960s.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they were trying to do some really, really interesting stuff very early.
Well, didn't they also really want to avoid certain tropes? Didn't they want to avoid having bug-eyed monsters and things like that?
I mean, they sort of did, but the way that they ended up, I would say that the Daleks would be considered a bug-eyed monster.
Mm-hmm.
Only one eye.
Okay. I'm like, I don't know what that is.
come on. They're the just Google it real quick because
I don't know how to spell it.
Dalek. Wait a minute. Eccleston fought a Dalek.
Okay. Yeah, I have seen these.
Yeah.
But they're not very monster-y. They look like salt and pepper shakers.
Look at the inside.
The inside.
Because that's just a shell that they built around themselves. I mean, granted, we didn't actually see what a Dalek truly looked like until, like, oh gosh. I think it was Eccleston, though. Eccleston was the, like, we saw inside the Dalek during the Ninth Doctor's run.
I don't remember. The only, like, villainy type thing I remember was the stretched skin and, like, moisturized.
Yes, the last human. Oh.
That's the only one I remember.
I mean, she was very memorable. I believe her name is Cassandra. Yeah, Cassandra, sounds right. Feel free to correct me in the comments if I'm wrong. But she also comes back during Tenant's run. That was a very fun episode. Would recommend. That's another thing about time travel, like Doctor Who and time travel in general, is that you have the ability to bring back these villains, but in sort of a weird way where you're bringing back the villains, but it'll be like before you actually met them or before they met you. So specifically in Doctor Who, yeah, this is gonna end up just being an episode about Doctor Who at this point. But during the 11th Doctor's run, and at the very end of the 10th Doctor, there was this whole overarching plot where this character River Song. By the way, spoiler alert. Major spoilers about River Song. If you just don't know about River Song, here's your spoiler warning. River Song is somehow traveling counter to the Doctor. So, like, every time we meet her, every time the audience and the Doctor meets her, it is backwards in her timeline. Like, the first time we meet her is the last time she meets us.
Oh.
And it goes like that. So yeah, in Tennant's run, where we watch her die, because she dies for the Doctor, who is her husband. Like, they're actually, like, legitimately married.
In the show or real
life?
Okay.
In the show. No, that one was... That's interesting, because the 10th Doctor, David Tennant, his wife was on Doctor Who. But she was playing... She was in an episode where she was playing his...
Daughter?
Yeah, his genetically cloned daughter.
Yes.
So... she's also, the actress, is also the daughter of a former doctor. Like, the fourth doctor or something. We were saying earlier, is interesting that there's at least one episode of, like, every single kid's cartoon, like, specifically cartoons, but I think live action shows do this too, that just they just have a time travel episode.
Yeah, I feel like there's like, this is really random, like a Zack and Cody one.
It's definitely... Like,
I feel like they were on a cruise ship, and it was, like, the 1940s or something.
Might have been. I don't remember that episode specifically, but, like, it seems very on brand.
Yeah.
Just because of all of the episodes of Zack and Cody that have existed. It was a really good show, though. I actually really enjoyed that show.
I liked most of Disney shows, so.
Same. Well, Disney shows back when I was actually watching TV.
Yeah.
Because I've seen some of the new ones, and one of the ones, like, Liv and Maddie, fine. Best Friends Where and Whenever, which is a time travel TV show. I've seen, like, a few episodes of it. And the basic premise is that these two friends, they have, together, time travel powers. So they can make alternate, like, they can go back in time and do different decisions and see how well things work out. The catch is that whichever time, and they can do this as many times as they want, but the catch is that whichever timeline they, or whichever one's the last timeline, That's the one that they, like, yeah, whichever one's the last timeline is the last one they stick with, and that's what happens. So, like, if they go back in time and one of them has a really good day, but one of them has a really bad day, and then they just don't go back, then those stay the way they were.
Oh, so they're stuck in that time?
That timeline becomes the original, the actual timeline. So, like,
well, that's why you're not supposed to time travel, because you don't want to change.
That's the thing. Like, they keep going back. It's like good things happen for one of them, and then they go back again, and good things happen for the other one. So they have to, like, sort of compromise.
This sounds infuriating.
I mean, like, yeah. I've only seen, like, 2 episodes of it, and that was because I was on, like, a Disney cruise, and there was nothing else to watch. There's literally nothing else to watch because you only get Disney Channel.
That's kind of hilarious.
Or Disney XD, or something like that. But yeah, like, other TV shows also do the time travel episode. I know Danny Phantom did a time travel one.
Where Phil of the Future.
Phil of the Future, obviously. Didn't that show end with them, like, going back into the future and, like, Phil and Keeley are married or something?
I don't know that I ever finished it.
I feel like that happened. Or maybe it was just wishful thinking. I don't think I've never read fan fiction for Phil of the Future. I'm not sure if it exists, and I'm kind of scared to find out, but I'm going to anyway.
There's a fanfic for everything.
You would be surprised. You would be surprised at how some things do not have fanfiction.
I think all the Disney stuff probably has fanfiction.
I mean, probably. Like, is it published anywhere online? Maybe not, but it probably does.
Oh.
But no, I have read some things where I've, like, gone looking for fanfiction for something only to find that there's, like, one. Legit. I actually did.
Better hope it's completed. Better hope it's good. There's only one.
There is only one. Okay, so on Archive of Our Own, yes, I did just Google this, there are, in fact, 15 Phil of the Future fanfics.
We've got to look at fanfiction.net now. I'm on it.
This is still technically on top. Okay. Before you guys say anything, this is still technically on topic because we're still talking about a time travel TV show.
On fanfiction.net for Phil of the Future, there's 734. You pull through fanfic.net.
Since we're talking about fanfiction right now, there are the time travel AUs for fanfiction, mm-hmm. which are sometimes they're separated into different categories. You know, there's the time travel fix-its, there's the straight up time travel. A fix-it?
Oh, fix-it. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying F-I-C, fic.
The fix-it. Yeah. I mean, the time travel fix-it fix, where either all or some of the characters, or, like, one of the characters goes back in time to, like, a specific point. Usually it's the very beginning of the show or the book or the movie or whatever. But sometimes it isn't. And that's always fun to see, like, when they go back to. I actually read a fanfic where they went back in time to before the beginning of the TV show. So we got to see, like, the few months leading up to it. And that was interesting.
But they did time travel. It wasn't just a fan fiction written before.
No, it was specifically time travel.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I've read some where it's like,
I mean, there's regular fix-it fic, mm-hmm. but the time travel one, and the time travel ones are always, like, great. Because you have this one character, and they're just like, okay, so we have to deal with this, with this, with this, and then new things come out, and they're just like, no, I wasn't prepared for this one. So that's always fun to see. Then there's the weird ones, which I don't think, like, depending on how it's written, it can count as time travel. Which, have you ever heard of, like, a reading the book fic?
No.
I'm pretty sure it originated in the Harry Potter, fanfic community, or whatever. By the way, like, I'm sure that if I looked into the time travel tag right now, a lot of it would be Harry Potter. I mean, like, not as much as it would be Doctor Who, but a fair amount.
I don't know. It might be more. Are you still on AO3?
Yeah, I'm still on AO3. But, yeah, I think that, anyway, I think this originated in the Harry Potter fandom. And first, and what happens is that somehow all of the characters in either in the main series of Harry Potter, or I've seen a lot where, the books get sent back to the Marauders era, you know, James and Lily and Sirius and Remus and whatever. So I've actually seen more of that than I have of the books just being sent back into like Harry's time period. But still that happens for somehow these characters get a hold of the books and then read all of them. So it's like a read-along thing with the audience. And
I've definitely never heard of it.
That's how there's this one reading the books fanfic, which is also a time travel fanfic. It's called, I think it's called something like, Saving the Future with Hermione and Luna, where Hermione and Luna get Harry to, like, put all of his memories of his 7 years at Hogwarts, well, technically, like, 6 years and a really, really long camping trip. I'm just saying. But, gets him to put all of those memories into like seven journals. They take the journals and bring them back, and they go back in time with the journals to before Harry was born, back when his parents were still in Hogwarts, and then they read the books with these characters. And they're stuck there, is the thing. Hermione and Luna, they're stuck in the past. They want to change it so they can't go back. And it's really just sort of interesting how everyone deals with that.
Because it completely changes history.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hopefully for the better, but unfortunately, they got through, this series got through the first two books, and then the author dropped off the face of the earth. As far as I'm aware. As far as I can tell. Like, I've looked. I've looked for you, Emmertendra Malfoy. I know your username. I have looked for you.
You brought this to a new level. Can't relate. No, I can't.
Can't really. Sure. But anyway. And those are really interesting. Just the I'm looking at the, like, I typed in time travel on AO3, and on the additional tags drop-down menu, it says, time travel, alternate universe time travel fix it, time traveling lesbians, alternate universe, no time travel, interesting, time traveling Bilbo Baggins, time traveling Thorin, time traveling Castiel, time traveling Frodo Baggins, HP Time Travel Fest 2016, Harry Potter Time Traveling Fest.
Okay.
Also, if you don't know what a fest is, that's when a group of people in a fandom get together and for, like, a month or whatever, they all do, like, fan art or fanfic on a specific topic. It's actually really fun. Time Traveling Gimli, Time Traveling Style Stilinski, Audio 01.02, How to Make a Killing in Time Travel, that's... I don't know what that is. Time Traveling Thranduil, Time Traveling Legolas Greenleaf, and Time Traveling Lewis. And I'm pretty sure that's Lewis from, like, One Direction.
Oh.
There's a lot more Time Traveling Lord of the Rings characters than I would have expected.
I don't know how to use AO3, apparently.
What are you...
I think I got it. I did search tag. Is it?
I mean...
I'm on a whole list of tags now. What are these things?
I mean, it just depends. Anyway, back to time travel. Let's time travel to the beginning of this the beginning of this podcast. Do it again.
Oh.
Oh no.
Favorite time travel.
Just thing.
Thing ever.
I'm actually gonna have to go with this. Again, kids' TV show. It was on Discovery Kids. It's called Time Warp Trio.
Yeah.
Which is
I thought that was a book series.
It might be.
I think I read those
it
books.
It might also be a book series, but I watched the TV show.
Okay.
It's the TV. The TV show is where these like three boys, like one of them gets a magic book from his uncle, and the magic book, it's a history book, but you can use it to time travel, and like it's sort of like the Magic Treehouse.
I almost read these books.
Nice.
I've forgotten all about them, so you just brought up like great nostalgia. So great.
It's like, I don't know what it is with me and edutainment, but I mean, I just love it.
That's a good problem to have, though.
That was also the, sort of the inspiration for, the opening this episode.
Okay.
Was, Mad Jack, who is one of the main characters' other uncles, who's trying to steal the magic book from him so he can, like, take over the world or something. I don't actually remember Mad Jack's motivations.
Okay, so this came out in 05. That's when this came out.
What about you? Do you have any time travel?
So, for books, Time Warp Trio books, they really were good. We used to go to Scholastic book fairs, and we would always go and pick out those books specifically. Like, we loved those books.
See, I didn't have those books at my book fair. I had, like, the Magic Treehouse, but I didn't have it. I've never seen a Time Warp Trio book.
Hmm.
Which is weird.
But then, I can't think of a movie, even though I'm sure I've seen movies that have time travel.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like it's impossible that I haven't seen a movie with time travel.
I mean, like, there's the ubiquitous Groundhog Day, which I've never actually seen, but, like, everyone's heard of.
You know? That's actually it's really funny.
Okay.
I do like that one.
I mean, that counts. He's stuck in a time loop.
Oh, and like we were talking about before we started recording, but Whoopi Goldberg was in a time travel movie when I was a kid, but it was like a made-for-TV movie, and I remember loving it, but I probably haven't seen it in 20 years.
Also, if you've ever seen, you know, Harry Potter 3, that counts.
Harry Potter 3?
You know, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban?
Do they time travel?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's like a major plot point.
The first six movies and read none of the books, but I don't remember anything about the plot line. Well, it's kind of embarrassing. I've watched six of the movies. I feel like I should know the character names and know anything about this, but I don't. So I normally smile and nod when Harry Potter comes up. I'm like, sure. I wasn't allowed to read it. So I snuck.
So you were one of those people.
Yes. When one of the movies came out, I was like 13, and I asked if I could go see it with my friends. My dad was like, well, it's your choice, but if you do it, just know that I'll be horribly disappointed in you as a person. I was like, okay, I'll see you later. I'll be home at 10.
Peace out.
And I went.
Nice.
And it was so packed.
Well, yeah.
Release night for Harry Potter movies.
Oh, you went to a release night?
Yes. That was like the craziest experience ever. And I'd never seen any of the other ones. That was the fourth movie.
Nice.
I'd never seen any of the other ones. That was the first one I'd ever
seen. Ooh, as far as jumping into the series, the fourth one is not the best.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I still like the fourth one.
I
like
just remember it having the Twilight dude in it.
Cedric Diggory died and came back as a sparkly vampire.
Yep.
That was a joke for a long time.
That's the only thing I remember about that movie is him being in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, like there are like I just googled it right now to like movies with time travel in mm-hmm. them to like refresh myself, and of course in recent years Interstellar, which I haven't seen, but apparently was very good. Star Trek, the Star Trek reboot, involved some time travel with Spock and Spock Prime. It's like, what would be better than having one Spock? Having two Spocks. And one from...
Oh, you mean the movies?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking the new Star Trek TV show.
Oh, no, that's Star Trek Discovery.
Okay.
Like, I would have called it Star Trek Discovery.
Okay.
Either that or I would have called it Disco Trek.
That's a good name.
I mean, but no, I was talking about the reboot movies with Chris Pine.
Okay, yes, I've seen those.
Because, yeah, you've got, like, new Spock, and then you've got Spock Prime, which was Leonard Nimoy.
Right.
You know, And that was
well,
that was
old fun Star times. Trek did City on the Edge of Tomorrow. That was time travel. Did
I think it's I think it was City on the Edge of Forever. But
okay,
yeah,
that
City
was
on the
a
Edge.
Good
of
episode.
Forever. Yeah, that was the Harlan Ellison one, right?
Yeah,
yeah. Fun fact about that episode: the original impetus for their time traveling was some sort of space drug. Like, people were drug dealing on the Enterprise.
I don't remember that.
And, like, that... I mean, like, that was the original script that Harlan Ellison wrote. Like, it wasn't in the show.
Right.
Because the showrunners are just like, Harlan Ellison, why are you like this?
Yeah.
Which
they completely changed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the whole thing with... Oh, gosh. What was her name? Edith?
I think so.
I think her name was Edith. I feel so bad. I can never remember these women's names. Like, the only women I remember from the show are Uhura, Chapel, and Janice.
Well, she was only in one episode.
I mean,
so.
Yes.
But, yes.
But still, like, she was a pretty major part of that episode.
He falls in love with her.
Supposedly.
I mean, it's Kirk.
Come on, man. We all know that you're in love with your first officer. Anyway. So wait, what was her full name?
Edith Keeler.
Edith Keeler. Which sounds sort of like a name that a character would have in like a teen comedy. Like one of those teen movies, you know what I'm talking about? Like the ubiquitous, really unpopular girl.
Or like the outcast girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Edith Keeler.
Exactly.
I'm thinking Mean Girls.
You got like the full braces and like the really like ugly glasses that no one should wear, and yet for some reason they make them.
Are you looking at a picture of me from high school while you say this? I feel personally attacked right now. Okay? Personally attacked.
But did you wear oversized sweaters that had holes on the like
no,
edge?
No, my sister did though. She really did that. She would cut little holes in sticker films through all the time. I never understood it.
I had a friend in art class who did that. Anyway, oh, back to the time travel mm-hmm. movies. One that I would really suggest, like, not because it's, like, a cinematic masterpiece, but just because it's just kind of fun. It's Owen Wilson's Midnight in Paris.
I have seen that.
It's just fun because it's Owen Wilson.
I, gonna be honest, I expected so much more from it, and then was kind of let down when I saw it. I think I just love the time period that they traveled to, and I mm-hmm. expected so much of it, but then
they kept going back.
Yeah.
And then you're just like,
it was,
yikes.
That was the only reason why I was disappointed, though. I thought the rest of it was pretty cute. I liked it in general, but I've only seen it once.
I mean, I actually saw it in class.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was art history class.
Okay.
So, because we were talking about, I don't even remember. I mean, like... We were in, it was Paris. You know, it's a movie Midnight in Paris, so obviously there's going to be some art history in there.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, what would you do if you had a time machine? I would go back and change learning standard. Like, whoever decided on standardized tests, I would go back and I would shoot them before they had a chance to suggest it.
So, speaking of time travel, I wish I could go back to the beginning of this episode when I said I read the Time Warp Trio books and take that back. Because then you said Magic Treehouse, and that's what I was like, that's what I've read.
Uh-huh.
And I just Googled it and confirmed it. So I have not read the Time Warp Trio books.
Nice.
I've read the Magic Treehouse books.
Which do involve a fair amount of time travel.
Yeah, because they go back to, like, Camelot period, don't they?
I mean, among other places.
Yeah.
There was... I mean, like, the thing about that one is that it gets tricky, because, like... Yeah, they're sort of going back in time, but they're also going back into these books,
yeah,
is the thing. So, you could argue that it's not time travel if the book isn't historically accurate. But still, it's time travel. Like, it's time travel. They're always going, like, back in time for some reason. I personally was fond of the ones set in feudal Japan.
I don't think I read those.
Feudal Japan. I think there was an Egypt. I mean, Egypt is basically ubiquitous when it comes to like time travel and or supernatural things.
Well, there was apparently a billion books. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There were so many books. There were so many of them. I bought a lot of them. Scholastic book fairs. I have spent... What was that post online? It was like, I have spent my entire adult life chasing the high of a Scholastic book fair. It's true.
That's hilarious.
It's so true, though. Like, there's something so pure about a Scholastic book fair. That's another thing I might do if I was capable of time travel, just go back to when I could actually go to a Scholastic book fair.
Maybe you should get a job as a teacher so that you can go to Scholastic book fairs.
But the thing is, I would have to teach elementary school then. Like, elementary or middle school, because they don't do them in high school. Or at least they didn't in my high school.
Yeah, I don't think they do. I don't know that Scholastic has a lot of high school-aged books.
I mean, like, they have YA, but they just don't do book fairs for high schoolers, which is, that is dumb. High schoolers should get book fairs too, because there are still some high schoolers that very much do not like to read. So, I feel like that would change that, at least a little bit. But yeah, no, I'd have to teach elementary or middle school, and I am not cut out for that.
Can't handle the kids.
I mean, like, maybe I could be a librarian, but at the same time...
That's hilarious.
Huh?
I said, that's hilarious. Dr. Yasik just said earlier today that she thought that you should become a librarian.
She keeps pushing me into going into the master's program to get my degree in information science.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not opposed to it, but at the same time, master's degrees cost money. master's programs are expensive, and I can barely, like, I can't even afford a bachelor's at this point.
I can't afford lunch.
I'm so poor. That's what I'd go back in time and advise my parents on their stock portfolio so that we could be rich enough for me to go to college without having to take loans.
Yeah, I've got 5 siblings.
Oh. I only have 1. Still. Still. I feel like we should end this off here before it gets...
Before we start crying over the fact that we're broke college kids.
Yeah. So, I'm DJ.
I'm Harper.
This has been the Sci-Fi Lab. Thanks for listening.